The mysterious figure that is the winemaker has better mail than anybody in the business, not just in rugby league, other sports as well. Tip us into some winners of reality TV contests. Winemaker, welcome. What have you got for us?
Hey, boys, I can't tell you who I am or where I am, but I can tell you what I know. And I can reveal that the Broncos are going to offload David Fifita in order to sign a genuine top-level playmaker. I can tell you, boys, they're very disappointed in letting him go, but Seibold understands the need for a quality half, and the name that isn't going away is Cody Walker, who hits the open market on November 1.
Wow.
Yep. I'm not saying that I heard as much, but... you've got to think that the Broncos can't win a competition with 14 front rowers.
Mm.
they need a halfback, and you know, half and 5'8", and Cody Walker fits the bill, in my opinion.
It's a winless situation or a no win situation to some degree for the Broncos, because whoever, as you say, they can't win it with 14 front rowers. Whoever they decide to let go, the fans are going to be disappointed because there's so much talent.
Yeah, you're right.
But they need a half, and wow, Cody
more,
Walker.
They need a half more than they need another forward, put it that way.
Absolutely. All right, winemaker, what else?
Another rumour I keep hearing is that the Gold Coast Titans are willing to open the war chest in order to sign the unsettled Ryan Mattison. I'm led to believe that Mal Meninga is resigned to losing Jai Arrow and sees Ryan Mattison as the perfect replacement. And there is even the possibility of a straight player swap to take place.
Oh, I love a player swap.
Well, the latest on Mattison is that apparently he hasn't been turning up to training at the Tigers because of Madge has got his team training up until the grand final, and someone has been absent. I think they're very similar players, both future stars, both future captains of their clubs. Mattison was a step away from Origin, and obviously Jai Arrow is a star of Queensland Rugby League. So,
The latest reports suggest that Ryan Mattison hasn't been turning up for personal reasons. Now, we don't know what they are, but if we assume the winemaker is on the money, MG, who wins that trade? If Jai Arrow and Ryan Mattison were to do a straight swap, who comes out on that trade next year?
Tigers just.
Fair enough. All right. Anything more for us, winemaker?
Yeah, just finally, boys, with Jack Bird being told he is surplus to requirements at the Broncos, I can reveal that the Panthers have come in hard for the out-of-favour Broncos. Despite having Jerome Luai and Matt Burton, they still feel they need more depth in the halves and see Jack Bird as the instant fix for losing James Maloney.
Oh, that's blowing my tree.
Are you doing a good job of pretending you didn't know about it?
I don't know. As if I know. Come on, man. As if I knew anything about that. I don't know anything about what goes on at Penrith. I'm just a fan, brother.
To have Jack Bird at Penrith?
I'd love to have Jack Bird at Penrith.
You'd love to have a fit Jack Bird at Penrith.
I think anyone would love to have a fit Jack Bird, full stop. And he can play lock, second row, 5'8", centre. So you're getting.
Do you like the idea of him alongside Nathan Cleary in the halves?
I do. Right, I do a lot. I do a lot. Thank you, winemaker.
Love your work, winemaker. We'll speak to you when you call us next.
See you, boys.
This, adios. MG, we are done for your Thursday. Tomorrow night, out at ANZ Stadium. Make sure you're following us on our Instagram, at RushHourMMM. We're going to be doing some live Instagram stuff before the game. We might even have a few frothies before the game, MG.
Come on, man. Really? Don't tease me. I can't wait. Get it there. Look, as you say, South Manly supporters, get your bums out to ANZ Stadium tomorrow. I've got a feeling you're going to be in for something very special. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.